Shelley Bowes, Rios.
Almighty God, our gracious Heavenly Father, it is indeed a great privilege to assemble in your house this morning, the house of prayer, the house of correction, where righteousness goes forth. Lord, we thank you for the past week. Thank you for all your mercies, all your goodness. So many things, oh Lord, innumerable, we cannot fathom. We appreciate your care over us. Thank you for watching over our lives. Thank you for your protections. Thank you for provision of our needs in diverse ways. Oh God, we thank you very much, oh Lord, for making a way for us to come to church this morning. Thank you for this audience that I purchased with thy precious blood that we shed on the cross of Calvary to redeem us, unworthy creatures. Lord, we are grateful. There are visitors in our midst this morning. They are the regulars. We commit each and every one to your hands. With the song service that has gone forth and the blessings in the Sunday school and the special numbers, your servant is reporting for duty. Oh God, our Father, you are the all-sufficient one. We commit him into your almighty able hands. Thou almighty God who knoweth all things, we pray that you hide him under the cross. Take him beyond his normal person. Oh Lord, may you envelope him. May you anoint him specially. Grant him unction. Grant him inspiration. Grant him utterances. May he speak this day as the oracle of the living God. Oh, merciful and ever-living Father, we pray, O Lord God Almighty, that the Holy Spirit will grant unto each and every one of us the discernment of your word as it goes forth, and help each one of us, O Lord, the discernment that we have need as individual, may you grant unto us, O Lord. Dear Father, your word is already anointed. It's already inspired. May the Holy Spirit, Lord, the writer, as your prophet pray one time that the same Holy Spirit will direct your word to the appropriate heart of your children. Let it be this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every wounding heart. Oh Lord, every evil spirit that causes any forms of distraction, wondering about aimlessly, Satan and your cohorts will rebuke you this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ, every of your tricks, we are not ignorant of the device of the enemy. We condemn it all in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, condition our hearts, O Lord. May we be ready to receive from you. Every heart desire, may they be granted. Every need here, spiritually speaking, physically speaking, may they be granted, may those needs be met to the baptism of the Holy Spirit for salvation, for healing, for deliverances in the name of Jesus Christ. May the hand of the devil be turned loose this morning at the preaching of your word in the name of Jesus Christ. You sent your word and you healed them, and they are delivered from all the afflictions, every spiritual affliction, every physical affliction. Lord, may you turn the hand of the enemy loose in the hands of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Have your way, Lord. Remember our pastor this morning. May the grace of God come upon him over there in Côte d'Ivoire, Lord. Pass to him, Heavenly Father. You see him as a channel of blessing to your people. This one more time, O Lord, he's having the last meeting with the people over there in that country. Oh God, may you come back with testimony of the great things that you have done in simplicity. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May your word go forth, O Lord, in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Set the captive free, Lord. These few days to the convention, we are looking up unto you. May no evil befall anyone, Lord. Glorify your name, O Lord. Prepare our hearts, Heavenly Father, for what you have in store for us. Thank you, our Master. Help our deacons and the trustees at the post of duty. Have your way, Father. Oh God, glorify your name this morning. Thank you, Lord. At the end of this service, may there be no fever in our midst, O Lord. May the service this morning, O Lord, our God, the preaching of your word, bring testimonies of deliverance, O Lord, of baptism of the Holy Ghost, regenerate conversion to that brother, to that sister, to that boy, to that girl, Lord. Let it be, Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you. Can please be seated. Come to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, again, chapter 2. And we'll read verse 8 to 10. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. Can please be seated. Right. Well, I guess we will just make a little speed so that we can cover some ground, because just look as if we've been going at snail speed. And we'll be applying some speed now if the Lord will help us. We are in Smyrna Church Age, and we are under the subtopic of the synagogue of Satan. And last week we rounded off where the prophet was talking about hybrid or hybridization, which is a product of breeding two different things together. And he told us of the animal that is named called mule, which he said God never created. It was human being that brought it out as a cross between two animals, because they wanted an animal that can walk more. But a mule is the end of that procreation. When whatever is being reached out, because it can no more produce itself again. A mule cannot produce. It's not productive. So it's dead. That's his last bus stop. And the prophet likened those two animals that are bred together as the one as a thoroughbred true Christian, filled with God's spirit, with God's revelation, serving the Lord, on fire for God. And then the other one, he likened him to a sinner that knows he's a sinner, that is redeemable. You know, when Abraham was preaching about letting off the pressure, and he spoke about, which he preached a number of places, and he spoke about the city of refuge, he told us that there are people in the world tonight that are living wrong, but they don't want to do it. But they are under an anointing. They are under like a spell. They are under a spirit that is more than them. He says those people, that there is hope for them. As long as somebody is in a situation that he does not want to be, he's not enjoying being there. He may not have the strength to rise up. But inside of his heart, he's crying to rise up, that God will send him. And God is the only one that can send him. When somebody is in that condition, there is hope for that person. But the person that says that it's all right when it's not all right is the one that is hopeless. Those that rejoice and are happy doing contrary to God's word, they are the ones that are hopeless. There is no hope for them. So, a sinner that the prophet called like an ass that is redeemable is the one that actually knows he's a sinner. Of course, he's a sinner, but he recognizes he's a sinner and is looking for a way of escape. But he's under some spell, under an anointing. And because of such people, God used to create an atmosphere. That atmosphere, it could be a ceremony, maybe a wedding somewhere. And God will specially anoint the preacher that will speak for a few minutes, whether it is at the reception, wherever it will take place, speaking for a few minutes, and the arrow will target that person, and within 10, 15 minutes, the person will catch something that he will follow up. Say, where are they preaching this type of sermon? Before you know what is happening, gradually that person will say, where they are preaching this one, that's where I like it. And you just see the person. No, Abraham told us of Rahab. That Rahab, when he analyzed, he said that perhaps she's a girl that was born into a poor family. And because the parents could not afford the means of raising the children up, she has to submit herself to do that work, to be able to cater for herself and maybe even the parents and so on and so forth, which is prostitution. He said, but inside of her heart, she knew that thing was wrong and she did not want to do it, but similarly, she doesn't have an option in the condition that she is. And scripturally, messagically, God deals with the heart, not the mouth. It is the heart of individual that God deals with. When God deals between your heart, that is where repentance takes place. The mouth only expresses what has happened in your heart. Even if you don't even express it out, once it is in your heart, God walk on that ground. And the Rahab, like we are told by the prophet, one day when she saw the two spies came inside, she said that, look, we have heard. So it was not only she that heard, others also heard. But she is the one that was looking up to if she can get an opportunity to be in that type of revival. And that revival she's hearing about, she seems to like that revival. Such revival was not in Jericho. We are still here. And one day, God created the atmosphere that the spies came, and she happened to see the spies. And she said, oh, we are from that revival that is happening. No, from these people that are coming from Egypt. They say, yes, we are from the place. We come to check this place. Okay. Let me give you a secret here. You can see people here, hefty shoulders, and the rest of you. Some of them weigh 500 pounds or whatsoever. There is no strength inside of them. Everybody is afraid. When they hear about you, hear about your God, hear about the victories, hear about all that is happening in your revival, they are afraid. To the king, the chief, all of them, they are afraid. Forget about the frame you are seeing. There is nothing inside of them. I mean, myself, I've been interested in that revival. And she showed favor. Of course, the report that the people needed, they are even gotten it from her. So she showed favor to them. Say, let me hide you here. So when they came to ask her, did you see some people, because we knew have gone around and some people, visitors came around here, and it's likely from those people that are Did you see? No. They have gone out when they are about to, before they close the gate, they have gone out. Know what we do? Don't pursue them. You pass those whole area, that is, you'll be able to catch up with them there. After those ones went like that on fruitless journey, then she came up to tell these people that, look, those people, they have gone like this. But in your own case, let them go a little, then you pass this other area and find your level. But before you go, as I've shown people to you, be merciful to me also. Do something that when you come, because I know that this place is given to you, when you come and wipe out this place, remember me and my household. They say that is not a problem at all. You show God a favor, God will show you favor also. Yeah, that is very sure. So you know what will happen? This scarlet thread that you used to let us down here, bind it on the window. And the prophet told us all that it represents the token. And said that when we come, this is what we'll be looking for. We will not be shouting microphone. Rehab. We'll just look for any house that has this one. The people of the land could not have put any red something on their own house because they don't know what the thing means. They don't know the meaning of it. Say, why this man also tying rope on her, whatever. This man, is something wrong with her too? She's a red light woman and she's tying red thread. So what is he all about? They didn't know that something was happening to her. And that's how God made the way for her. Not only that, when God was bringing her in, she fell at the right knee. That God channeled her to be able to marry a general in Israel. Who finally became the great grandfather of the lineage of Jesus Christ. No, from there like that to Jesus, to David, and then to Christ. When you read the book of Matthew chapter 1, you will find the genealogy there. The people, you see, you will look at her that, as for the woman, she is a bad woman, people will have put her in the lake of fire already there. When this one dies, she will go to hell. But it doesn't follow like that. The thing is that, what was the beginning, what caused it? God looked beyond human being to see the root of it. What is the cause of it? She did not have the opportunity of even hearing the truth. And the few that she has been hearing, something in her heart was pulling for it. And immediately she had a contact, she expressed herself very clearly. And God made the way for her. May the Lord be gracious unto us. But the prophet said that this sinner, who is redeemable, and this strong Christian, who has already been redeemed, say, if you have a cross between the two of them, then you are going to produce an ordinary church member that is sterile. Somebody that is satisfied just being a church member. And yet, there is no change in the person's life. And there is nothing in the person that is calling out for God for deliverance. Maybe even when the preacher goes to that area, they don't come again. But every time they preach, they will always come to that. Is that the only sermon? That's the only sermon. But Abraham said that a person like Herod, that when John came to preach, that John was trying to rescue Herod from the wrath of God. But Herod had a wrong understanding. Herod had a wrong motivation, a wrong discernment. And he was offended. Oh, from your mouth? So, they didn't also teach you respect? How old are you, sir? A man of about 30 years. See the way he's talking to elderly people, even to the king. Openly, not even no discretion. To even know that if you have any understanding at all, you call maybe come to the palace and come and see the king, in a private meeting. See openly the way he's embarrassing the king. Of course. That was the last sermon he preached. But it's because his time was up. That's why that has to be his last sermon. They attempted to kill Brother Branham one time in Germany. Brother Branham said that the soldiers have to protect him. the planet that will just kill this man, that just for. And if not that the thing came out, and then the soldiers quickly protected and see how to whisk Grammy away, maybe they will have killed him. But if they have succeeded, it means that he has finished his message. If he has not finished, there is nothing that will kill him. When Paul was arrested, there were 40 people that took an oath, which when you swear to an oath at that time, you have to stay by it. They say they are not going to eat or drink until they have killed Paul. 40 people, they swore, they took an oath. Which if those people are honest, they ought to die in hunger. Because the matter was leaked. And when the matter was leaked, then somebody came to tell Paul where he was. That 40 people have sworn that they will not eat or drink until they kill you. Then he called somebody and said, let this man see the ship captain. He has something needs to tell him. Then he told him the thing. Is that what it is? Okay. He prepared 200 soldiers with chariots. In the night. Move. That's when he sent him away. And when the people come in the morning, his file has been transferred to, so you have to move. So that is the end of their something. They couldn't kill him because his time has not yet come. Amen. So the message will go forth anyhow. It will go forth anyhow. And even when you kill one vessel, you will not kill everyone. Another one will rise up and continue to preach it again. If one is allowed to be killed, it means that the time of that person has come, like that of Brother James in the book of Acts, I think chapter 13 or 12 or so, when he was killed. Error killing. Just silence that one. Then the Jews rejoice. This is the kind of king that we like. Silence these people and let somebody hear what. Is it that they rejoice? Okay. Then they also catch Peter also. Put him in prison. That one will be the next one. But the time of Peter hasn't yet come. And because his time has not yet come, of course the saints gathered and they were praying. Say, God, send the deliverer. Do something. The angel of the Lord himself descended and went to the prison and touched him, asked him to stand up. As he touched him like this, all the chains fell off. And then he was let out. All doors closed, but as we were getting them, the doors were opening on their own while the soldiers were fast asleep. Until he was led to the street called Street, and from there he went to John Mark's house where prayer was being heard. And that's all. In the morning, it was the soldiers that paid for it. When they came and found out that the people, they thought it was maybe they have collected bribe. Because they have not known, they don't understand the type of miracle that will make all doors to open and then lock itself back. And they come and be telling not to story. They have not known God to that extent. That God can do such a thing. Not only open, but also lock. They don't understand that one. So they came, they took the soldiers, asked them for examine them, court martial them. At the end of the day, look, this cock and bull story, I will go and waste them up. Then they clean them up. They are the one that pray for this food. May the Lord be merciful. A Christian is a Christian. A sinner is a sinner. The prophet said there is no white, black, bed. There is no sinner, saint. It is either someone is a sinner or is a saint. And a saint becomes a saint when the Spirit of Christ comes inside. Now, you will tell me that what about somebody who is just sanctified? Yes, he's on his way to becoming a Christian. But he can go back and become a sinner if we remain in that stage of sanctification. He can be polluted worse than he was at the beginning. That's the kind that is always worse. Who knew about God's word before, but just here at the border, and then dancing acrobatic there, until the enemy will come back with 700 demons worse than the former one there. 8 of them will enter inside and his last 8 becomes worse. May God be merciful. This hybridization, the prophet said, has entered all the churches. That is why we have the denominations in this state of hybridization today. In the physical, hybridization continues. It's getting worse and worse. But Abraham said that in a day, they are producing a chicken that will grow in a day. In one day, they will produce a chicken that will grow to maturity that they want to eat. You now talk about how human beings have seen God's strength at all. You know, in the time of them, Adam, they were living 900 and something years. They didn't begin to come down, until in our own time, somebody of 50 years that they say, Baba Lele, is a little baby in those days. But today is Baba now. Wait, Baba, don't wait. Even 300 years, he has not even started. But he first of all come down to 120 because of sin. But later he come to 70. Somebody that is 70 now has to praise the Lord. Like we have few of our mamas and papas here that are 70 and above. They really have to thank the Lord. It's God's mercy. Yes. Because people now of 40 says, sometimes they will be doing as if they are 90 years of age. You look at some people, what is wrong with this one? If you go, Abraham says, he said, even Billy Paul in the morning, he just be sleeping and be sleeping. Say, Billy Paul, wake up in the morning, brush your teeth, go and wash your car. He said, this soft, lazy generation. You think that nowadays, you also have to do everything for a child now, instead of child doing everything for the parents. Children of nowadays, instead of them to go and hustle and work and something, they want to come and put head one side and go and be asking Papa, can I get something? Oh sure, I'm telling you what is happening. If I can just get something there. Something how? But that is where we are today. Somebody that is ill and active that you just this work, I cannot do that one. What about this one? I cannot do that one. This one, I cannot do that one. The person that can do it, when you do it, finish. Then you now come and put your head one side. May God have mercy upon us. Let me not go that way because when you go that way, you kill the inspiration for people. May God have mercy upon us. All right. Now the prophet went through talking still about this hybridization, still talk about Cain, which we have done that several times. And the prophet said that's what is responsible for the way human being is growing now. You know, women that are supposed to have broad waist and narrow shoulder, say it's opposite. Why men is having broad hip now, narrow shoulder. Everything, man is supposed to have, you know, what we call it Ige, Europe, muscle. Good muscle, Ige, that, you know. When in those days, when we are in the first army, Bracken will look at me and say, Ige. Ige. He will take me to his farm. At Osungade, we will go there, walk. Some of the old timers, they know. When we are having church farm, they know. At that time, when few of us that are really farm people, when we get there, every road clears. But we also have people that are like always too, who used to also escort us to the farm. So we not do 10 heaps until we finish. They are the ones that will first of all complain of hunger when the time comes. May the Lord be gracious unto us. Is where we find ourselves. The thing is getting rottener, and rottener. Everything is just that bad. So the prophet said they are injecting substances into all these things, and that is what is killing the human race. Any small sickness like this is gone. In those days, too, we were mosquito eaters and satisfied themselves in the farm. But we feel no harm. The same mosquito that will bite you today, the second day you can rise up. In those days, mosquito will eat you and satisfy himself. We have bigger, some insects that are bigger than mosquito. One is yellow, one is black. When they jump on you like this, they will suck it. When you do that, they say, oh! The thing will splash like this one. Blood. Sometimes about six of it will be on your body. And as they do, another bat will come. Another bat will come. And we remain strong. No sickness. Sometimes a whole year, you don't even use paracetamol. And we walk like something. Why? Because we are eating original something. Somebody gave me fresh corn yesterday. No, that was just bought some nuts. So when I cook the tea finish, I just balance there. My children now, some of them that they have to rush to come out because if they don't come on time, I finish everything. In those days, I used to eat 20 something corn. Yes, at once in the farm. We just cut it and put it on fire like this and then begin to with the wrap. It's fire that will unwrap it. So by the time you bring the thing out, merciful God, it's as fresh can be. You just throw like this, throw it away. Take another one, throw like this, throw it away. What? I will count up to 25 cups that no, I've eaten like that. And that's also how I work. You face bush like this, when people pass in the afternoon, they say, okay, how many days have people been doing this? They say, now today we start. Yes. It's also the way we work, that's the way we also eat. But somebody wants to eat today and doesn't want to work like that. How do you think it will work? You want to steal? The Bible says that will not work. He also should not eat. Amen. Alright, let's come back to our sermon. Yeah. Now the prophet told us about these denominations, how they are taking, because of hybridization, they are taking tongues as evidence and so many things they have used to replace the originality of what happened at Pentecost. Brother was discussing with somebody about tongues. No, if you study the message debate on tongues, it was a report of the debate that Abraham had with somebody about tongues. And they had a moderator. Abraham said he won the case, the other person lose. Because they were discussing with scripture. He said the person was reading scripture, but he jumped at Acts chapter 8. And then he was stressing Acts chapter 2 that on the day of Pentecost, that they spoke in tongues. This and that. Then Brother Abraham said. He said that is also what also happened to him. Brother Abraham said, okay. He said, now, on the day of Pentecost, they spoke with tongues. And the people that were there, that are not Galileans, they had them spoke in their own language. He said, yes. The man did not know where Brother Abraham was going, that he went to Robin. So Brother Abraham now asked him that, when you received the Holy Ghost and you spoke with tongues, where were you? He said, at church. Okay. He said, which language did you speak? He said, he does not know the language. He said, did people hear you? He said, of course they did not hear. He said, then it's contrary to the scripture. When they received it and spoke in tongues, the tongues that they spoke, it was the tongues of men that they could hear. Then he also talked about the house of Cornelius. Abraham said, okay, let's look at the scripture about the house of Cornelius. He said, the house of Cornelius, they spoke with tongues. But if you listen to Peter, Peter said, these people have received the Holy Ghost as we did in the beginning. In other words, exactly what happened to us is also what happened to them. They also spoke the kind of tongues that we also spoke. The moderator was marking it for Abraham. He was putting zero on his own. At the end of the day, the man scored zero. Brother Brown won the debate. But he was very tight to be gentle with his brother so that he would not, because he said at a point he was already getting offended, he was already getting nervous, he has to calm him down. That this one is not a fight. We are just looking at scripture. And we don't have anything to really gain by either you say you are loose or whatever. There's no award to be given to anybody. So just for understanding. The scriptures can never lie. The scripture is the truth. If you relax yourself and you don't struggle, you will know the truth from the scriptures. We don't need to fight anybody, and you don't need to argue too much with anybody. Just read the scriptures. If sometimes you read some scriptures several times, you don't even catch the revelation yet. The day you catch the revelation and your eyes is open to that scripture that you have been reading before, you will ask yourself a question. Have I read this scripture before? But you know that you have read it several times. But reading is one thing. Revelation is another thing. That's why Abraham said that if revelation is beyond you, he said you ask God. Amen. These tongues, Abraham is saying here that is the evidence of death too. When you talk about how tongues came, there is something the scripture called the times of the Gentiles. Abraham said it started at the time of Daniel. And he said that it was tongues that ushered in these times of the Gentiles at that time. When Belteshazzar, or what do you call that king, was having a feast that he carry his concubine and everything, and they were eating and drinking, and they were doing everything. He got to a time that he said, they should go and bring, there are some cups that we have stored in the something that was brought from. What are we storing them there for? Bring them so that we can use them for the purpose of something. And these are sacred cups that they use for like communion today, that they use in the temple in Jerusalem. He said they should bring them out. That was when God could no more bear it. No, like we said last Sunday, there is a point that God has to move. Things can be going the way sometimes God will be, he will still be bearing. But it gets to a point that God, he moved. When they brought the cup out like this one, God just sent a hand and was writing on the wall. That was the end of the party. The party just stopped. Because they just saw only the part of a man's hand, just like from here to here. They didn't see the body of the person. They only saw this hand just writing on the wall. And they have never seen it before. How can ordinary hand be writing on the wall? Even what he has written, they cannot read. And they know that this one is a sign. The hand was writing in tongues. And they have to look for interpreter because they are in trouble. The party stopped, the drinking stopped, everything stopped. And the king was asking, who will interpret? All you astrologers, wise men, this and that, come and read. They could not. He said, I will kill all of you if you don't read. Not only read, but interpret. That was when somebody said, king, stay forever. There's only one person in this kingdom. He has been the days of your father. He's the only one that we know that have such a gift. And they have to call for Daniel. When Daniel came, he has to give him the background to this hand that is writing. Because God does not do anything for doing sake. There is always a reason behind everything that God does. God is doing this because of something that has happened. He said, you better serve. Maybe you are aware of your father or grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar. Maybe you witnessed what happened in his kingdom. You saw how God raised him up. You saw how great he was. You saw how God blessed him. You saw how much his kingdom was established by God Almighty. But when he lifted up himself, you know what God did? How he turned his heart to an animal. And he was in the bush for 7 years. You are aware now. Were you not there? And you didn't take instruction from that one or learn a lesson from that one. You have started on the same course. Because of your way of life, having not yielded to the right way, that is why God has sent this hand that has written down on the wall. And this is what the handwriting is. Many take care of fasting. You are weighed in the balance. And you are found wanting. And your kingdom is taken away from you. And is given to the medicine pastors. The Bible said, that same night. Not tomorrow. That same night. The king was slain. And the kingdom was taken over by the Medes and the pastors. This is how the Gentile times usher in. And Abraham said, it also end with unknown tongues. This time around, he's going in confusion. There are many of his churches today that if they don't speak in tongues, they don't believe that there is God there. You know, how many remember when we were in Osotami? There's a church in front of that two-story building in that place. Guests like this will come with trousers on their leg early in the morning. As we arrived there, they're already there. Walking around the place, speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues in the place. Don't look at them. What does these people call religion? How do they think God is? Even their appearance is an abomination in the sight of God. And they are speaking in tongues. They don't even know whether they are cursing their father and generation. Because this thing is being done in the flesh. It's done in the flesh. Now, that is how the whole thing is today. And we have all kinds of what we call Pentecostals today. Are like speakers of tongues. That is their major thing. Just to speak in tongues. And this their tongues hasn't got interpretation. May the Lord be merciful. Reverend talked about businessmen invading the pulpit, thinking that the fivefold ministers have failed. The fivefold cannot fail. If the fivefold fail, God has failed. The people cannot pray because it is God's program. God is the preacher. But he ordained men and put his spirit in them and he anointed them with a gift. Abraham said that those gifts are predestinated. You don't graduate to it. You don't catch it from the blue. You are born with it. If you will ever be one of them, you are born with it. And Abraham said that gift is born in the heart of the one that has it. Nevertheless, gifts and callings of God, they are without repentance. A sinner too can preach under the anointing. But after he has preached finished, he will still go and live like a sinner. That is not what we are looking for. But Paul said, after I have preached the gospel, I don't want to be a castaway. Because for somebody to preach without living that life, Abraham said, it is better you leave me a sermon than to preach me one. Because the life of a man can erase all the sermon he's preaching. He can make people to be mocking you and mock the gospel. So a person should have a testimony personally as a person, have a testimony in his life, at home, in his environment, if he's working at the place of work, at church, everywhere, before he can be able to say he's preaching the gospel, because preaching the gospel goes not just preaching it, but there must be a life that back it up. Amen. There's the apostles, there's the prophets, there's the evangelists, there's the pastors, and there's the teachers. In Ephesians chapter 4. God called, God sent, God anointed, God inspired. Now, if any of these people are truly called of God in a generation, the prophet said, they will take from the word of the messenger of that age and re-echo it to the people. Amen. If a man is called, how does the call born in the heart? What is the vindication? What is the sign that they call bonds? Abraham was talking to someone that this thing you are talking about is your neighbor aware about. He said, no, we are keeping it for us with ourselves. We are keeping it for ourselves now. We are still keeping it secret. Abraham said, that's not the way the gospel is. The gospel goes from one person to another. It's today now we see that the young ones, they will go to school for 5 years with this gospel. They did not testify to one person. They will go to school for years. There is no single person they give tracts. No person they give sermon book to. No person they testify to. No person they invited to church. No person they preach to. May God have mercy upon us. That is why the prophet preached, convince, then constant. If you are convinced, is that a root? Okay, God bless you, you are welcome. Alright. When you are convinced of what you say you are believing, you'll be constant. You can find out from the people that went to school ahead of you, before you. They preach to their colleagues. They talk to their colleagues. They give them a tract. They give them a sermon book. The only thing that can hinder you from doing that one, it is if your life is questionable. Because you cannot talk about something. There are some of us that if the people in your school ever come here and listen to what you are listening to, you say, hey, is this your church? Is this what you hear? And you do this one. A brother was living with me one time. It was a time that I do water baptism for most of the girls and the boys that do baptism at Oliole site. So I took some bunch one Sunday afternoon to go and baptize them. And because my company and house where I live is on the way, I will ask them to go there and change. Then go to the river. When we come back, they come and change there. So, one time they came, we also have like 2 boys that were doing IT with us in our company, also live in one of the rooms. So, they came, when we came that day, I saw that one of them also was just signed to where, just was walking up and down. So, the next day I was telling him that, when you see girls like that, you cover yourself. And appear like at least a gentleman. I know you are not a Christian, but appear like a gentleman. I say because those people you see, they come to do water baptism, and they know that the way you appear is wrong. Then they now ask that. This brother, he has not done water baptism more. That's the brother that is living with me. And they now say, but this brother would not have done water baptism more. And this is the brother that is taking the loss of us. I said, why are you asking? Why are you saying that? I didn't answer the person. I didn't answer the question. I said, why are you saying that one? I just want to get. He said, what? He said, this brother. He said, the thing he can do, me myself, I cannot do it. I said, like what now? He said, you see this mosque? I said, huh? He said, there is a trough they put there, like a big whatever, that those people fetch water inside, the Muslims, they will take their again and their kettle, the one their father gave to them, Ishmaelite, to take water now to go and pray. So, he said, this brother, of course, from my house now, he went to that place. Instead of telling him to go and fetch from the well, he went to go and be packing the water that these Muslims have already inside their mosque. The something was not outside, it was inside the mosque. He was packing it. He said himself, cannot do such a thing. I didn't see anything. I just said, okay. So, I told Pastor, I said, this fellow, remove his arm from this lot of power table, I beg. And I told him the story. So, you have to tell the fellow, I beg, remove your hand from this thing. There has got to be a life you will live before you can testify. If it should also come up now and begin, maybe you see the Bible discussion come up and they also call the Bible and want to prove to them, they will tell him that, look, somebody else can talk, but you, we are not really interested in whatever you want to talk. So that's how we are talking about preaching. Before somebody can stand up and be preaching, you have to live a life that doesn't have blame before the people you are preaching to. Not only that one, even in your vicinity. Assuming we want to come and hold a revival in your vicinity, and they know that you are part of us. Of course, you have to identify yourself with us now. They say you are not part of us. And then the people will hear the kind of sermon you used to hear. How would they look at you? How would they look at you? That's what we are talking about. Me, I'm not convinced in a brother go to school for 6 years, 5 years, and there is no person you ever testify to there. Nothing is born inside of you. You don't have revelation yet. I said it before, I did my 25th birthday just because I want an opportunity to testify to our office people. Having shared tracts, booklet, and everything, some of them are my bosses. I invited all of them. And the pastor came down with Pastor Amber and others that came. Pastor preached conference with God. And when he preached, finished, he went, of course, himself also worked before, so he knew a little about administrative procedure. See, as you have a file in the office, say you also have a file with God. It's like when they employ you, they put the letter there inside your file. If there's a calling, they put the letter inside your file. If there is maybe discipline, they put the man. If they also promote, they put the man. See, that's also how you also have your file with God. So he analyze, he break the thing like that, I was told. After the sermon, it's time now to serve food. Most of the guys, they just, I said, okay, won't you, the food is ready. Is it after this one we are eating? See, after this one we are eating, you got no space to put another set. That's when they knew that the reason this man organized this wedding is for this one. So that he wants to trap us to come and hear this one. They are hard. Whatever they deal with it is on their own. May God have mercy upon us. Young ones. I don't understand this young generation. When I was 86, when I was schooling in Malaysia, I was preached, all the students know me. I preached to them. Morning devotion, I'm the one that preached to them. So I don't understand your own generation. You get as you be. And the baton goes from one person to another. After some people have done, there was the time of them Baba own, them pastor own that their own one. But they handed over to another generation. Another generation handed over to another generation. The people will give the baton now, they throw it down. Because we are not seeing any, we are not seeing anything now. We are not seeing any fire burning anywhere. We are not seeing anybody talking about anything now. Everybody just keep quiet. You just go to your school quietly, quietly, quietly. Even if it is trash, give to somebody. Not today in that place that JD and Rotty finished, nobody asks. The one you, maybe when we preach like this one, some people will come and collect that. They will go and keep it in their house. They don't give anybody. Quiet audience. Fine. But that is the truth. There are a lot of things that make us to know whether what we are preaching, whether it is working or it's not working. A lot of things, a lot of ways. May God be gracious unto us. Far be it from anybody that you are a tiger in your community. Because if we ever, for whatsoever reason, come to your vicinity, the way you live, that's the way they will look at us. Whether I'm at home, there was a time that a man came to make some salt because of vandal. It's not even on my own land, but because the land beside my house, the same person that sold land to me is the owner. So and was talking. That man, the people came and said, the man you are talking about, it's not like that. I wasn't there. But later, when me myself and the man have encounter, he was surprised. He was rather praying for me. The thing is, you cannot hide life. You can't hide life. There's a generator that will generate whatever is inside out. There are people that cannot, but no, we have a lady in our area. When you are hearing noise, always shouting sometimes to the night, early in the morning, in the afternoon, it's a tiger. But you know that there are houses where there are no noise like that. May God be gracious to us. Let us wake up, because very soon there won't be any time again. So that there will be something on your record. If not, or maybe you are not even convinced of what we are talking about yet. That's okay. God bless us. I know thy poverty. Did you notice that their poverty is linked up with the synagogue of Satan in that same verse? Yes. It is the rich, powerful organization that has a wealth and always puts out the little people that serve God. When the Spirit of God moves in the heart of men, who is it that leaves the buildings and property? Of course, all of us came from different denominations. Some of us, when we were leaving those denominations, we thought that maybe that organization will accept the truth. They can never. But when you are just, you will be thinking that, by the time, those are just you something. We did all that, but it didn't work. It's not according to God's program. Organization can never accept the truth. It's only individuals that God is calling out. Abraham said that God is not dealing with groups, he's not dealing with nations, he's dealing with just individuals. He doesn't even deal with families. He deals with individuals. That's why Abraham was going from one denomination to the other, who were carrying him as a, maybe sponsoring his meeting, the way he used to call it. It's not that they were paying. When he said they sponsor his meeting, it's not that they pay for the meeting. They sponsored the meeting by agreeing to release their audience to come and hold a revival. To come and hear. That's the sponsor they do. Not by paying money. And they come around and bring their audience, and then they have a joint meeting. When Brabran, we, after preaching, the preaching doesn't go real well. But because these people have, many of them have problems. And this man, by the gift of God, he has solution to the problem that they have. So that is what was holding them down to listen to him. Then out of thousands sometimes, one person will catch the revelation. Because Abraham, when he was taking Abraham's series, he will tell the people that seed of Abraham, that the last sign that God showed Abraham before the promised land arrived is this. It was a man that visited Abraham and discerned the thought that was in the heart of Sarah, that was in the tent behind him. Knew he was married, knew the name of his wife, and could call it. Not only that, could also say exactly what he was thinking of in her heart. So at a point in time, he will say, "Seed of Abraham, receive your last sign." As he was doing that, One year that are the seed of God, they were coming to themselves. As at that time, there was something like message church. It was the people that came out from those different churches that formed what we now know as the message church. Amen. Reverend went to the hospital one day to see a sister. The sister goes to Junior Cash Assembly. So when Abraham got there and he entered, the doctors left. And then the sister said that, "Abraham, the doctor doesn't know what is wrong with me." He said, "But you can tell me." Abraham said, if you believe, I can tell you. And then he said, I believe. Then Abraham said, this, and this is what is wrong with you. As that happened, another woman there said, sir, they also don't know what is wrong with me, my back, but they don't know what is causing it. Then Abraham said, what happens so so day? He said, what they are looking at is not what happened, but so day, they were trying to operate you for this at your back. And then this happened. That's what he said. Yes, I remember. Abraham said the thing called started by when you lifted something, that's when the thing happened. He couldn't link it with that. And the doctors do all they could not find it. But when the gift is here, the one that put the body together in the beginning. You know, if you are the one that do this box, for instance. If something else is put inside this box, that is not part of what you put there when you put the box, and you happen to look at it, you can tell it that, but who put this one here? Because that's why it's not working well. When I did this box, this one was not there. Then who can put it there? That is how that gift is. The gift is Christ himself looking at the body of the creature that he has created, and he can see what he did not put there. He's the one that formed me, so from the head to toe, he know anything that is saying that is in that body that is not put there. So he can spot it. I said, this one, the enemy has put this one here. In the beginning, I didn't put this one here. It is the work of the enemy. That is the gift. He can locate. Abraham said that this sometimes Satan can enter into somebody's system and the sickness wouldn't even have a body. It will be only in the spirit realm. Is there a camera that can pick spirit? It doesn't exist. But it is a demon. Any level it is, the God that can feed the thought of the heart of Satan. When he said that Satan said in his heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will make my throne to be like this. I will be on the sides of the north, this and that. All the thoughts that was inside, he did not say it out. If you read the scripture. Are you a scripture reader? He didn't say it out. It was a thought in his heart. So no matter what Satan tried to put anywhere, all that we need is also just go to the master and say, God, you are the one that put this body together. And when you look at it, you know what to put there. You know what you did not put there. Doctors can fumble with it for months and they will treat something that is off point. But when the one that put the body together look at it, he knows directly exactly what is wrong with it. And is the father of all spirits. A brother called me yesterday and was saying that he has been sick. I said, what is wrong with you? They say you have a heart problem. This, that, he has done this, he has used drug up to like this and like this. Say, well, now Satan, that is the devil. I told him that me myself. This one is where you are using drug up to 100,000 per month. I said, me, I've used drug of 200,000 per month before. I said, but it is the devil. That is one thing you have to be sure of. It's the devil. So I now told him that, well, I use those drugs, but I also was praying, and people also were praying for me. I said, I have to, from Genesis to almost Revelation, compile scriptures. I put them inside my phone. When sometimes it will be sometimes that I will not leave the daybreak. I'm telling you exact real life testimony. It will be as if I won't leave the daybreak. I'll just pick my phone where I compile those things and begin to read them. Read them, meditate on those scriptures, read them. By the time I read them finish, I'll just pray a little while. The body will just adjust. That is how I faced the thing for almost 1 year. Satan is a very terrible guy. Any small opportunity like this one, the Bible said that he does not open his prison door for anybody. Once he gets you inside, he locks the door. That is why in a dream that Abraham had one time, he said he saw some people behind iron bars. Then somebody, he was looking at what is this one. Then a voice told him that it's house of hell. House of hell? Then the voice said, deliver them. He said, how can I deliver them? These strong iron bars? He said, but you have been given the power to deliver them. As a human being, he cannot. But what the voice is telling him is that you are a messenger to this age. These are your sheep that are within that bar that Satan is putting there. So, with the word of God, with the authority of the Spirit, you have the power to break it. It is just by speaking to it. When it comes to this, he says, house of hell, give way in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, the thing crack. I begin to crack and to expand. Then the people begin to trooper like you hear that jail break. When you hear jail break, you know everybody begin to find their level. Then there was somebody he identified, Roy Border. He was inside. Yes, you know when people are inside those, these are the people like if you ever see this van that carry people from prison to court, whether when they are going or when they are coming back, it's how they be peeping through something. They are helpless. Where they are so. Some of them will now want to be preaching. Repent of you yourself, like sister, have you repented? The thing that carry you to that place, you need repentance first. You yourself, you are the one that need to repent. You start preaching, that means you repent. You repent. This is you are the one that need to repent. If you say you are repented, God knows how to bring you out of that place. But you have not repented. That's why you are seeing this. Abraham begins to scream, Rabbodas, where are you? He said, God is delivering his people. Don't be left out. God is delivering his people. Because the boys has gone to the house of hell. And house of hell has got to give way. But one thing is that when it gives way, are you now willing to come out? Because it can break and yet you still sit down there. Aaron says, it's like a bed that has been tied for a long time. And that bed eats the grass in that area, because as it's moving, when it reaches there, the rope can allow it to reach, then it go back. And then until he eats a perfect circle round that rope, he was having a circle like the way he had a tie somewhere, and then he circle around it, he ate everything around here, which was clean. Because that is where the rope around it. Let me do what I'm doing. This is where they tie it. And then, it's not a perfect circle because, like this, something like this. So, when it goes like this, he reach here, 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 he reach here. So, this is the stretch that he can go much. Now, one day, Brother Brown said that a farmer saw it and was very kind. He came and caught the rope. When he caught the rope, now the something can flee now. Say then when his colleagues came and said, Johnny Crow, let's go. That cold is coming. He begin to say that I'm tired. But they have caught it. He didn't even make effort to go beyond that point he used to reach. If he made that effort, he will have seen that he can go further. He will have seen he can go further. And once he can go further, that point he used to reach, because if you pull that strong, if you pull it enough, instead of the rope pulling you back, you find that the rope is following you. Then it means that you are set free. But strong will not even make that effort. They will make that effort. Just come, sit down, just be watching the time. I know that it's 12 o'clock. And when it's 10 o'clock, shall we pray? Then we have another 1 hour. Those who wait, 1 hour remaining. Then when they come, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, you begin to see eyeball going to that place or using style to watch the something. is thank God. Shall we pray? Thank God. At least today has passed. If you are like that, you have not come to church. It's like a waste of time. The purpose of coming to church, Abraham said, is to check up with our soul salvation, to see how far we are with God. Because this life is so fragile that it's not reliable. Yesterday, a brother was buried in Benin. Man of 45 years had also a heart something. He had been sick a number of times before that he recovered, but this time around, he was in church on Sunday, but this one, Monday now. Before that Sunday, stroke Monday, before he now could get to the hospital, he has passed on. That is the end of that life, physically speaking. But if the seed of God in him is quickened, then he continues in a perfect body. But supposing it's just a church member that just goes to church, that only is satisfied that at least he's attending a message church, there is no hope of resurrection. In the first resurrection, there's no hope of resurrection. He can only come up in the general resurrection. And that one, God be merciful. Amen. I know they are blasphemy. Now, it isn't the thought here that these liars are blaspheming God, though that goes without saying, but they are blaspheming the true church. It is always thus. The Jews of Jerusalem blasphemed the church at the beginning. The Gentile proselytes did likewise, as those that worship several gods. If anyone is going to be evil spoken of, it will always be the true seed. In Nero's day, the Christians were blamed for every calamity, even for the burning of Rome. In communist countries, like little flock, the little flock is always the first to be exterminated, though actually insignificant in size. Though the Christians are fine, loyal people who do only good, they will always be persecuted to the end that they might be physically destroyed. The reason this is so is because they are a rebuke to the godless. Their life is a threat. It's making them to feel ashamed. They are not happy. It's just like you bring light beside darkness. It is so. It's like you bring a real dollar beside a bogus dollar, or a real naira beside a fake naira. It is so. If somebody is a Christian, he doesn't do evil. He doesn't think evil. He dresses right. He lives according to God's word. He fears God. He doesn't hate anybody. He doesn't whatsoever. He does nothing. He's upright. Every now and then, everywhere he is. And he's ready to help you to the maximum possible. But what is it that is the generator of evil in the heart of the people towards death? Abraham said it is Satan. Nothing else but Satan. That is how it was in the beginning. Did Abel offend Cain? He didn't offend him. Jesus in his own day said, which many good works I have shown you from my Father, which of them are you stoning me for? He said, for good works, we are not stoning you. But you being a man, you are claiming that you are God. Then, does that cause offense? If he's claiming, leave him alone then. Then, the one you believe to be God, you're going to be serving that. Don't we have Guru Maharaj there? His claim, does he affect us? Hey, now, we have Hare Krishna. His claim, does he affect us? Hey, so, what? That one doesn't cause anything. And even the people of this world, they are not even afraid of those ones. They don't even speak anything against those ones. It is the people that say that they believe the truth. If you see the way they used to talk roughly sometimes to people that wear skirt and refuse to wear trousers for NYC, the way they will talk to them, you are the only one that will be claiming to be Christians. You people are fanatics. You will just be teaching the people heresy. This heresy then is found in the scripture then. If it is heresy, but it's found in the scripture, your own that is the truth, where is it in the scripture? But it is Satan now, because Satan is God, so anything that is God, he hates it. If you are living godly, in fact, not only that, maybe Satan knows what is inside of everybody. He knows it. When the seven sons of Sceva, they were calling upon the one that have evil spirit, said, "We adjure you, the name of Jesus whom Paul preached, come out." The demon that was inside spoke back. Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. But who are you? Who are you? Where is your identity? We know serve you. Not only did he speak like that, but he pounced on them, beat them and tear them and run them out naked. So Satan knows everybody. If you are claiming what to do, Satan will one day call your hand. One day, he will make you, he will press you to a corner when you will show your color. So we are not just to go with clay. God is real. If we are very, very sincere with ourselves and we are honest with God, God will bring us to the point that we can stand before God and Satan. And Satan will have nothing to do about us. He will know that these ones, they are untouchable. Amen. Verse 10. He said, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Amen. This word "fear not," the prophet says, every time God uses those words, he's trying to calm the people, because there is an imminent danger also that is approaching. It is like a mother or father that has a child and beside you, and you know that light will go off, and you know that when the light goes off, the child might be terrified, and you hold the child to yourself and say, "Son or daughter, don't be afraid. The light will go off, but remember, I'm here with you. So just relax. Nothing will happen." Then when the light goes off, the child knows that he has been told ahead. Not only that, he can feel the parent, the mother, or the father can feel him or her here, that he's here with me. Like the man that was asking for a job and went to meet a woman that was a cook and asked the woman if she can work. He said, "Yes, I can do any work." "Okay, can be washing plates, I will give you so much." "Okay." So in the evening, the storm came. And the young man went to lie down. All of it, the thing will slap the window. Everything will shake. Reverend said that when the woman called him, he said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "I'm not." He said, "You better pray, because we are hearing those things coming. In the next few minutes, this building that we are inside, it may be no more. This thing may pack everything and nobody, you won't know where you will land." And the woman was, inside of that expectation, the woman was still calm. Knowing that there's a possibility that she may not live for the next few minutes, she was still calm. That is a real experience. If somebody does not have a substance at that time, I'm telling you, you will be nervous. Say, "Oluwa, Oluwa, oh God,
have mercy. Now, go. You don't be nervous. And that one does nothing. But the only thing is to seek your maker. That's what Abraham said, that before the time of trouble comes, find your God. Because in the time of trouble, you can no more prepare for war. There's another case that the mother and the son. You know, the mother was up there, and then the son was down. And then the storm also come. I was eating. And then the boy called the mother and said, "Mama, come and sleep with me." Then the woman began to preach sermon to the boy. Say, "You know what? We are Christians. No, we believe in God. That in the time of storm is our protection. It's our..." The boy after listening said, "I hear all that you have said." He said, "But when the storm is this close, I want the kind of God that has skin on him. That's the one I want at that time. This is one that you say, I cannot get one by a pit of fire. I want a God that has skin on him." Reverend said, that's the way all of us feel also. We need a reality. We need a God that have the substance. That when the matter is on the ground, you can rest assured. Not the one that you'll be panicking and be shaking. That does not work. May God be gracious. Now, Abraham said, the great apostle, Paul, he knew from experience the reality of those words, and he wrote in Romans 8, 35 to 59, he said, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Amen. We are not to fear. His love casts out all fear. Amen. Now then notice what he says. The devil will cast some of you into prison that you may be tried. Who did he say will cast them into prison? The devil. But you see, the devil that physically come to come and now cast them into prison. Listen to the prophet. The Jews were doing that right then. The pagan priests were doing that right then. Number two, the governors who tried to curry favor with the public because the people liked the arena, hauled the Christians by the thousands to their death, destroying them by lions and gladiators. Who is now the devil? The Jews, the pagan priests, and the governors. Those are the ones that the devil was using. But the prophecy, the word is that the devil will cast some of you into prison. But this devil enter into being to do the work. And that is how Satan does his work. The prophet said that God takes his man, not his spirit. Satan also takes his man, not his spirit. The spirit that was in Cain, he left Cain, enter into the next generation. As the population is increasing, so is it dividing itself on them. But Abraham said that when it came to the time of Christ, that Satan entered into Judas fully, according to John 13. The Bible said that Satan entered into Judas. Satan, the fullness of Satan, at that time entered into Judas. Because that work was not a small work. Now, either two, he was predestinated as a child of perdition. That is Judas. He was a doubter of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Because if you read the sermons, you will see where Abraham said that when they are testifying that when Judas is going to put his mouth, he said, "Brethren, don't you think that this man too may be making this claim and it's not really exactly like that?" Anytime Judas will put his mouth in something negative. But all that time, Satan has not entered into him. He was anointed by Satan. But his seed inside of him was Satan's seed. But in John 13, after he took that sop, then the Bible said that Satan entered into him. And then Jesus told him that what you want to go and do quickly. We have Cain in the beginning. We have Judas in the middle. Then we have Paul at the end. We will please around where we will. I think we reach here, we'll stop. Satan operated fully here. He operated fully in Judas. He's also going to operate fully in the Pope. All right. What has the devil to do with this? Why blame him? Ah, yes, but it is the devil's hatred behind it all. He's behind it all, for he hates God. And what God has set his heart on, Satan is meant to try to destroy. But watch, here is some illumination. If Satan is behind the Jews who are hailing the Christians into court, then the Jews are not of God's religion, but the devil's. That is why he called them the synagogue of Satan. The garden is also of the synagogue of Satan. And in the Roman Catholic Church, killed the multitudes of believers in the Dark Ages. Yes, and in all ages, then they are of the devil and belong to Satan. Amen. Then the prophet talked about Revelation 13. The beast that was spoken of in Revelation 13. Now we have the image of the beast. I just want to show something. We have the image of the beast. The image of the beast. Then we have the beast. Then we have the mark of the beast. This image of the beast is the World Council of Churches. The beast is Pope. The mark of the beast is two. One in the forehead, one in the hand. The prophet said to take this mark in the forehead is to take the doctrine of the beast. So the beast has doctrine. And this Pope is the head of the Catholic Church. And is the one that dictates to them the doctrine. Is the one that endorses the doctrine. What the Pope says is the final in Catholic Church. And it is under Catholic Church that all the Protestant churches are. Brother Brown said that every denomination is under her. He said, I don't care whose it is. Whether it start last night or it start this morning, all of them are under this one. So we have the mark in the hand, and then we have the mark on the head. This one on the head is to take the doctrine of the beast, and the one in the hand is to do the will, to carry out the will of the beast. What is the will of the beast? Every doctrine goes with a lie. That's why the prophet said that the doctrines of a church is the backbone of that church. Is the life wire of that church. The things that the beast will dictate, you know, now they are almost 100% of the Bible. Almost 100% of the Bible. And the Catholic Church. You see, when we talk about, let me give an example. If they say a thief, somebody that steals $1 trillion. Who is he? Who is he? The one that steal 50 naira. Who is he? Now, in the court of law, they might say that this one that steal 50 naira, if they want to be just anyway, maybe you should go to prison for 1 week. The one that steal $1 trillion whatsoever, it will be life jail. But that is not so anyway. Because if you want to be a real thief, then you steal enough to pay the lawyers and to pay the judge. That case will never have end. It will never have end. You see the way the lawyers will be turning like this one. He has collected his own. They will be adjourning it. 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 The criminal will be there and say he's feeling leg pain. He say, my lord, my client is having pain in his leg. Let him go for treatment first. The next hearing, the lawyer himself will say that he is asking for a thing that is not disposed. He has another engagement. My lord, they will approve. They will give another to the money. That's how that case we do until they will stack it out. No, everybody will forget. And did you ever know the end of the case of Evans? I'm asking you questions. Did you know the end of the case of Evans? He don't die. That is Nigeria for you. You are a thief. When you steal 1,000 naira, you are a real thief. In fact, you will go to jail with hard labor. But when somebody is able to steal like $3 billion, that one, you will never smell any jail. That is the world we are in. But God is a righteous judge. Yes, it's a righteous judge. A day is coming when he will judge the quick and the dead at his appearing. And he will righteously mete out judgment. He will give everybody according to their works. Yes, according to... Though, at that time, the end is lake of fire. When you are condemned, it's lake of fire. Some people say that they will do it so much, do enough evil so that God will get annoyed with them. By that, he will throw them over the fire. They will land on the other side. Mocking spirit of devil. Did you know the length of the lake of fire? Have you ever seen God throw something and then he did not meet the target? You see, human beings, the way they can reason, inspired by Satan. But if anybody listens to such and it amuses you, or you are happy with it, or you are thinking about it that is true, then you are a candidate of the lake of fire. The prophet said, if you think this shocking, just wait until prophecy of Revelation 13 is fulfilled. Now, Revelation 13 has not yet been fulfilled. But it's coming to pass gradually. I mean, the fullness of it, because Revelation 13 really is USA. When the present Pope that came from Argentina became Pope, people say the prophecy has been fulfilled. Be careful. Abraham says, United States of America. Argentina is South America. It's not exactly what the prophet said is that. He said a pope will come from United States of America. There are so many things that happen on the something. A few days ago, I saw somebody, I saw some posts. I saw it to the minister's group. I also saw from the beginning to go around that Biden have resigned on account of it's a lie. They do the video, but they didn't. They just put a voice that resembles something. No, the way they do, I don't know how they do those things nowadays. When I see anything like that one, I will go to the news of that country and go and investigate it. If I cannot find it, whether the claim is from Israel, whether the claim is from so-so country, I've heard of something like that one about one country before. I went to that country to search for that news. It's not there. There is nothing you cannot find out now. I say, yeah, I find everything in the world, except if it does not exist. So don't worry yourself about something that does not have substance. Like this one, there is no. Look, God has His own timetable, and He will bring it to pass at His own time. Now, Abraham said, the very number 13 is a symbol of this nation. He started with 13 colonies. His flag has 13 stars and 13 stripes. And there is a destiny in the 13th chapter. So USA is in chapter 13. In this image that is mentioned in this chapter, image of the beast, we will find all the wickedness of the beast that was before it. Now the beast that was before was Rome. Rome was the previous beast. That is where Satan was moving. When we get to the next age, Pergamon Church, we will see the trip of Satan. How he migrate from one place to another. How he migrate. In the time of Jesus Christ, it was Rome that Satan was using. Because if you look at also the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw, you see the succession of the something, and you find out that the last empire is Rome. It's the one that continues to defeat. Are you with me? It's the one that continues to defeat. And it's the one that was there until this thing come and smote it. Now, this United States that is coming in, Abraham will explain how it come about. No, presently, United States called the giant or the police of the world. Though him and Russia they are, and we also know what he said about Russia also. That Russia will destroy United States. I know that United States will never believe that one. But that is the honest truth. That's how it will happen. Because Abraham said a bomb has the name of United States from Russia written on it. Maybe at that time, of course, the bomb was not yet manufactured. Every day they are making new ones. This week I was thinking that if 1% of the money that were used to make this weapon, if they spend it to develop the country, every country will be like millennium. Do you know what it cost them to make one bomb? And they will make a tank that is as big as this one that is worth something that the cost of it will be billions of dollars. And they will just go and destroy it just to show power. So if you test those things, you know what goes for it for testing? Ordinary testing. What they use to test it, it can feed Nigeria for 20 years. You see Satan? And that is why the U.S. is saying that they should go and use force to collect power from them in Niger. They want to sell. They want to sell ammunition. They are always looking for war to break so that they can sell. Now then, but thank God for the senators. They told Tinubu that we are not approving that. So you are the chairman of ECOWAS, but we as senators no approval. For most. Don't use force. Go and negotiate and use force. Something. Say when the thing starts, say that some of us will suffer it. Say because we are neighbor to Niger. When the thing happens, innocent people will be dying there. Because when you shoot to them, they will shoot to us. Clean some villages off. Kill innocent people. Kill all the soldiers that we wasted in that place. You just carry your body up and say, go and fight them. And they will be dying. And your own children is enjoying somewhere else. Evil spirit. May God have mercy upon us. As the beast rose at the Nicaea Council, so the image will come out of the World Council of Churches with an ungodly and satanic power to vent the anger of the devil upon the true vine of God. It will be a repeat performance of all diabolical cunning and cruelty. Amen. This time, we have not reached that time. When the saints leave this place, that's when the fullness will come. But just before we leave, there is promised presence and boycott. It is during this boycott that there is going to be this pressure that will happen to us, because we are I don't know what they regard us to, whether we are personal non grata, we are disturbance to their program. So they will hate us from hatred we actually generate, that they don't want to see us. This is our church. We are still claiming that this is our banding and this is our banding. But Brown said that they are going to close places like this and use them for ammunition, to store ammunition. A time is coming when we will not be able to come to church. But when that comes, if it is only they are after us, it means that the rapture is very, very close. I don't know whether at that time you can even pray and receive the Holy Ghost again. I cannot say with all boldness that you can ever receive the Holy Ghost at that time. Because there is no board, nowhere, no avenue, no atmosphere for you to even come and receive the Holy Ghost. Because preaching has stopped. Preaching has stopped. Everything has ended. So it is only you and what is inside of you that will be at that time. If now that you are still in an atmosphere where you are hearing preaching, where faith can rise up, faith is not rising up. You see, when you are under tension, you don't know what is next. You don't know whether somebody is after you. When you not be able to pray, like that boy that wants to pray and the thing will slam the window, bah! Then it will stop again. He couldn't pray in that atmosphere. It was the woman that already has something, the substance in her, that could be able to express her thanks even to God, that even if this is the end, the life thus far is life just ended, that I am okay like this, I thank the Lord for the life that I have spent. It's a person like that. So, but when at this kind of a peaceful, gentle atmosphere, nothing is pushing you to say, I want to be like Jesus. They say that this your shoe is high, you say it's low. Hearing is eating, he did it. Yeah, they didn't sit like that. This your skirt is short. Is it short like this? You see, okay now. Is it okay? You see, a person like that is not ready for the journey. Those things, I don't know. The way it does me, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Because when it has to be, maybe your sketch will be long or whatsoever. What's the argument about that one? If you have an atom, an interest about God, why don't you go make this something to a place that there is no question at all? Why don't you show it to the place where there is no question at all? Why must you have to leave it in the place that they are doubting whether it is long enough or not long enough? You don't have a vision of what we are talking about. You don't have a revelation of actually the environment you are. You are just here like an onlooker, a spectator. And nobody is coming forth to say that I don't have revelation about this message. We are not seeing that as a question. Neither are we seeing it as a prayer request. But we see a group that say that amen all the time, and then they shout go and shout and go home. And then you still see people that the reflection that we see sometimes does not resemble what we are talking about. How will you deny yourself of the pleasures of the world? Let me tell you, if I did not come to the message, I would be a multimillionaire. In fact, I can only be a billionaire. I am telling you. When I left the service in 1994, your guys told me that you don't need to resign now. David said the chairman liked me. The chairman liked me because I'm very hardworking. That's the reason he liked me. The last person I worked with. He even came to my office here in Abadan 3 times. But I'm seeing beyond what they are looking at. When I worked there for 5 years, I just managed that 5 years. My own conclusion was that it is very doubtful as somebody from here made the rapture. I'm telling you, that's what I concluded. That is doubtful that somebody will make the rapture from this place. Because there is no how you can escape it. When I told them that they should not be sharing the money they are sharing, because they have a program that they, oh man, government system is very rotten. That is why I don't have confidence in any government at all. Brabra said that if you put Abraham Lincoln in every country, it's the disease that they have in USA. Say you put in that, nothing will change. Abraham Lincoln. Because Satan is sitting on the chair. It's Satan that is ruling the world. And let me tell you that an average Nigeria, we were saying it in the room before we came out, that an average Nigeria is devilish. It's not a question of Tinubu. Will Tinubu come and execute it in every home? They say, if you already have your own money, now you have it. Of course, it's strictly rich. Yes, it's one of the richest politicians in Africa. They have billions of dollars. So whatever he talks, no matter what to put on paper, when they will go to go and execute it, everybody will satisfy themselves. In satisfying themselves, there will not be any results. The system is terrible. I have to leave the place. See, somebody cannot make a rapture from here. Because that time, I can never imagine that we will still be here by now. That time, we are really thinking that rapture is just at the corner, it will quickly happen. If somebody said that, I was not even thinking I'll get married, not think of getting children, only to have children and the children too, they are also reaching the age of, God is really patient. But the answer is that, is he have elect that have not come in yet? That's just the answer. He has a list in his hand. And the prophet said that when the last member comes in, the door closes. That's all. Until then, we are here roughening it. I'm convinced that those ones are born by now. But then, even we too, another aspect is that if we don't also make ourselves ready, that we will suffer more. May God be gracious. Mercy. Got to close now. Alright. They shall be cast into prison. Yes. They are all into court and falsely accused and tried and imprisoned. And of course, it is all done in the name of religion and decency and outraged innocency. All done for a good cause. That makes me think of the Supreme Court's ruling on prayer and Bible reading in the schools. Who is behind it? Satan is. Who is behind the people wearing trousers for NYC? Satan. It is just another angry outburst against God. But they are not able to remove the hijab. Is hijab part of the attire for NYC? But that one stays. But the trousers, no. You will not see where Satan is fighting. Thou shalt have tribulation 10 days. Here is a prophecy. And with it is a means of determining the lifespan of this minor age. Diocletian, the cruelest of all emperors, launched a terror campaign against the saints of God that, except for the mercy of God, would have wiped out all believers. It was the bloodiest in history and lasted 10 years. The 10 days of Revelation 2, 10b, from 302 to 312. So, if you have tribulation 10 days, means that you have tribulation 10 years. And when the time came, a person by the name of Diocletian was inspired by Satan to carry out the job. So when you see any evil happening, that's why Amos said, can the evil happen in the city and the Lord has not done it? When you see anything happen, of course it's Satan that is permitted to inspire the people, but there is a program of God that has to be achieved. Say, be thou faithful unto death. He does not say, be faithful until death. but unto death. You may have to see your testimony with your blood. Thousands, yea, millions have died during all the ages. They die in the faith, like Antipas, the faithful martyr. They end not their last day unto death. Often we think that it will be almost impossible as to be a martyr, but they are to record that the faith we daily use to triumph in Christ Jesus is the same faith that opposed the Polycarp and all martyrs. You know, it looks that how can we die? No, but Abraham said the faith you also need to overcome. When he asked you to compromise, something rise up in you and you did not compromise. Anything that is needed to be overcome, as one of the preachers is taking that sermon overcome, that is the thing that same thing, Abraham said here, the supreme faith. We give supreme grace for the supreme hour. Blessed be God forever. When it is needed, it will be available. Oh, yes. At that very junction, something will happen. When a greater faith is needed, if you need to overcome cancer, the faith will come. If you need to overcome any sickness, the faith will come. It's not the power of somebody that can overcome, because all these sicknesses are demons. Everybody can have faith for headache, for stomach pain, if it is minor one. But when a bigger, the doctor say you have car before you call it finish, hey! Then maybe you begin to go and be thinking of the things you have and what you will leave for your family. If your thought goes like that, you also go with it. Abraham said that the medical people are proving it. That if somebody, if we tell them that they have this water cancer, and the person say, well, living, death is part of living. When you live, the next thing you will die. So if death is the next thing, well, that's all right. He said in most cases, the case is reversed. It's a doctor that was telling the prophet that. What he's trying to bring out and what the prophet is bringing out from is that it is not the sickness that kills, it's fear that kills. It is the fear that I have this one. That's what kills. But if the faith is there, no matter the name they mention, you look at the scripture, where this is what the medical says, and this is what the Bible says. And then these two, they have to fight together. You are here as the person in whom the fight will take place. But these are the two people we fight. The doctor's record and the scriptures. And then it depends on where you take side. If you take your side with this is what I take my side with, and you begin to react it, God, this is what I take my side with, this is what they say, but this is what I take my side with. As you continue to re-echo this one, to stay with it, I am telling you, there is not enough demons that can ever overcome that one. So much as you are saying and you are repeating this one every day. Look at when people are defeated in sickness, Satan made them to abandon God's word. He made sure he collect their weapon from them. And they will now settle down so much with the sickness that they don't have time to listen to God's word again. Then that one is on his road out. I don't care how critical the stage is. If you still have enough grace to be able to look at the promises, and you still have enough strength to mutter it and say that this is what God said, even though this is what the medical people say, but this is what God said, as long as you keep saying that one, this one will prevail. That is what Abraham did, and he lived. Doctor told him that one ball or solid food will kill you. And the mother believed that. He said, believe that a while, but at this point, he stopped believing it. He said, I read the Bible. This is what the Bible says. And he believed the Bible. And he took the thing. When he first of all took it, he said, he paid for it. Tears were coming from his eyes. His eyes were bringing water. Why? Because of the suffering inside. But he believed that this is what God says. This one will prevail. And in a couple of weeks, the thing ended. Satan tried it on his eyes, he overcame. He tried it with gun, he overcame. And he lived a strong personal life to the end of when God said, now come home. supreme faith will give supreme grace for the supreme hour. Man, I need to borrow 5 minutes because I have just one paragraph. And I will give thee a crown of life. Say, since not even a cup of cold water given in the name of the Lord fails to receive a reward, how great shall be the reward of him who gives his life as a matter for the name of the Lord Jesus. Perhaps we can get a small idea if you compare this crown with the crown won in a race. In 1 Corinthians 9:24, Paul says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. No, the next verse, if that is available, you will see that he said, those that run, those they receive a corruptible crown. 1 Corinthians 9:24. I just want to read the next verse. Yeah. He said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown. See, a crown given to the winner of the Olympic race was a garland of olive branches. But the crown spoken of here in the Revelation, given to a matter, is the crown of royalty. Jesus called it the crown of life. And one crown is for those who have striven, the other is for those who have given. Those who have given their life. The crown that is spoken about in 1 Corinthians 9 is for those who have striven. But Paul says, run that you may obtain. If you have to run to obtain, then you run it according to the rules. Amen. They will not perish. The winners of the worldly race of life will soon lose the joy and the plaudits, that's their praise, of the world. Their glory will fade. But those who give their lives for God, either by daily striving or shedding their blood as a crowning sacrifice of their lives, will be given the crown of life. Amen. No, maybe another time we'll look at few scriptures that talk about those. No, we have the one that talk about the crown of righteousness in Timothy, and the crown of glory in Peter, and the crown of life that James also talk about. Lastly, say, all too little time is spent on laboring for the eternal reward of God. Too little time. The recompense of God is too lightly esteemed. God will reward you. God will reward you. Say, when will he reward ourselves? If we believe in the reality of the resurrection of the body and an eternal kingdom of substance, then we ought to lay up in heaven those good treasures that are available to the faithful saints. The reason why people don't have time for the things of God is because they don't believe in the reality of the resurrection of the body and the eternal kingdom of substance. If we do, the prophet said, then we ought to lay up in heaven good those good treasures that are available to the faithful saints. Reverend said that God will owe no man nothing. On this earth, every service you render for God, you collect it. Beyond this life, they are also being transferred to the other side. You see, in the scriptures, there are even people that for physical things that they did for God and his children, God rewarded them. Read the idea in the scripture. You know, the centurion that sent messengers to Jesus Christ, when they got there, they told him that he loved our nation. They said he built us a synagogue. Though perhaps Jesus Christ did not say anything about that one. But it's not that all those things that he has done, that they are discountenance. No. They are in God's record. The request was granted. What the person needs. What about Cornelius? In Acts chapter 10. When the angel came, he said, Cornelius, your prayers, your almsgiving, your deeds, it has gone up as a memorial before God. Even though we don't believe that we use giving as a bribery to God, but giving is a part of Christian life. You give to God and God sees it. It's part of Christian life. Selfishness is never of God. What I have, somebody gave it to me. Who gave it to me? God. He could have given it also to another person. Is he not the one that reserves the right of how he allots anything? He can give it to somebody else. He just make me a custodian. That's also how he make you a custodian of anything he gives to you. Some people, to even pay their tithe, that is even an obligation. Now, voila. See, everybody knows the way the time is. Then, this one you have in your hand, is it enough to you to survive throughout this life? Supposing the one that gave it to you refused to give you the next one. Say, when you read this one finish, I think it's okay for you for this life. I think the preacher, was it Wednesday now? When he was preaching and said that, God said, prove me. If you pay that tithe grudgingly, you cannot prove God on anything. If you pay it out of way, it's not because they say this thing is compulsory now. I will have postponed it till I have money. Why did God postpone the one he provided for you until another time? If he has postponed it, will you have lived it today? The reason that we don't know that these things is God's order. And the blessings are attached to it. From the time I believe this message, I never for once have it as a problem to pay tithe. From the time I came to this message, it has never been a trial or temptation to me to pay tithe. The reason being that any money I get, I have already deducted that 10%. So I don't count it with my money. From the onset, I remove it. I remove it immediately. This one is what I plan on. But when you are to collect 100,000 and you are planning on all the other 1,000, you want to eat God with the meat. Everything. When the God bursts inside, it is for the whole meat. May God have mercy upon us. The Lord bless you this week. May His coming gladden our hearts. I know it's scratchy. A lot of scratchy things inside. But it is part of the gospel. The prophet said, blessed is the man that will declare the whole counsel of God. The thing may not suit you, but it suits somebody else. It may not meet your need, but it may meet the need of somebody else. And we are not here to please human being or fellow human being. We are here to please God. And I can tell you with my hand on the Bible that I don't know what I will say when I get here today. As they are coming, I am saying them. And thus, it is ended for this morning service. Shall we bow our heads? I am now on the altar. I am now on the altar, which was made for Jesus' praise. Jesus prays every fetter
Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, for he set me free, and I will never die. My Savior, yes, I will never die. My Savior, I will never doubt, my Savior, for he cleanses me. I will rest on his promise. Yes, I will rest on his promise. Oh, I will rest on his promise. Oh, which is given to me, because Jesus breaks, Jesus breaks, he breaks every. If you allow him to break it. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. For he sets me free. Yes, on the earth. Other side of Jordan, in the sweet fields of Eden, oh, we are the tree of life is blooming. There is rest for Jesus breaks, Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. Oh, Jesus breaks every fetter. For he sets me free. The prophet said that the preaching of the gospel is casting out of devils. As the word goes forth, he talks about unbelief in God's word, talks about doubt in God's word. As it's attacking them, he's casting out those evil spirits from those that will let in. In other words, the Spirit is saying to the house of hell to give way to the name of Jesus Christ, that the sons and daughters of God that is being caged somewhere, whether in sickness, whether in unbelief, whether in sin, whether in doubt, whether in an indifferent life, the Spirit is saying to the house of hell to give way to the name of Jesus Christ. For as many as we let him, as many as we hear the voice of the Spirit, then they can run out when the Spirit speaks. Is there someone that would like to be remembered in prayer? I don't know about those at the altar, because they are already there. It signifies that they have a need. I don't know what brought them. They have a need, and God knows. But for those in the audience, if you have a request in your heart, I would like to be remembered. Won't you defy the law of gravity by lifting up your hand to him, and then make your request known unto him that knoweth the heart.
It designs the thoughts and the interests of our heart. And if our heart come with good thoughts, good expectations, if our heart come with call for mercy, then this our God has said that whosoever cometh to me, I will no wise cast out. It's in attendance. We are right in his presence because he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there in their midst. You have to believe that statement that Jehovah actually is present here. And you act like that. You believe like that. You put your request before him like that. You look past the vessel of clay that is standing. But you know that Jehovah, who has promised to use man to speak to man, is the one that has spoken. And then when you do like that one, then you can have your request. The woman that said, the doctor doesn't know what is wrong with me, but Brother Bram, you can tell me. He said, if you believe, I can tell you. He said, I believe, and she was told. And when Satan is exposed, he becomes powerless. Then she was delivered. If you make your own known to Jehovah God, that same God that promised to be here in our midst, with a determination to serve him all the days of your life, I tell you, that same God that knoweth your heart is ready to solve every problem. Gracious eternal Father, we thank you for another time, your presence, another privilege, another opportunity. There are some human beings like we, maybe people of our age also, some are in football field, some are in beer parlors, some are in club houses, some are in brothels, where they have gone with another partner to live with. Lord, some are playing pool somewhere, different things that people are engaged in. Lord, but we thank you that you are giving unto us the privilege to recognize this day as a memorial of your resurrection. And Lord, as a time to come to your house to listen. Lord Jesus, we have listened to your word. We have heard it. Lord, the statement, each of them, they have their destination. Lord Jesus, the one that has come to individual of us, both yourself that sends it and the individual that receives it, everyone knows also. Some are the altar, many hands are up in the air. Unto you that create us, that know us, and that know our life, and that know our needs, and that know our aspirations and our expectations, unto you we come at this hour. Your word has gone in different form, addressing your children. Lord, also addressing Satan, where he is hiding. In spiritual form, in whichever form, he is hiding. In the life of your children, in the spirit of your children, in the souls of some, in the body of some. And the word has gone forth, which your prophet said, he cast out devils. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Gracious Lord, we send his voice in your name, and we address Satan in the form that he is, that every prison that he has locked your children, whether in a prison of torment spiritually, in a prison of torment of sin, in the prison of unbelief, in the prison of doubt, in the prison of sickness and torment and agony, Lord, we address him this morning to afternoon. House of hell, prison of doubt, prison of fear, prison of unbelief, prison of sickness, to give way to the name of Jesus Christ, that the sons and daughters of God can be let loose, that they can be set free. You that spoke concerning Lazarus, loose him and let him go. Lord, we speak by faith unto the life of your children, that Satan should turn his hand loose, that your children might go free. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be, eternal Father. O King of glory and the Lord of lords, we are the subjects of your kingdom. We are the success of your ministry. We are the crowns, O God, in the ministry of yours and that of your prophet in this our day. We present ourselves unto you. We confess before you that we believe your word. We believe your prophet. We believe the doctrines. We believe the instructions. We believe the corrections. We believe the rebukes. And we are ready to follow you. Lord Jesus, give us that faith that is meant for this hour. That we overcome the things of this hour. That we face the challenge of this hour. That we defeat the enemy of this hour. In the name of Jesus Christ. Keep us on the victory side, O God. Whatsoever be the needs of individual that made them to either come to the altar or raise up their hands, may the mercy of God grant it unto them. Let it be, Heavenly Father. We appreciate you. We bless your holy name. We are grateful unto you. Lord, give us a wonderful testimony in our life as individuals, in our families. If anyone is standing for someone else, wheresoever such a person is, distance is no barrier unto you, thou almighty God. Lord, that the centurion approached and said, speak the word, my servant shall be whole. Dear Jesus, may the word go forth to wheresoever such a person is. May it take effect in their life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. For as many as are hearing us, Lord, on the hookup, both in this city, after this city, after this country, whatsoever they have as desires and have needs, and perhaps they lift up their hands at this hour, we ask that the mercy of God will reach out unto them and meet with all their needs. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Give everyone a testimony. To you be glory and honor. Thank you, eternal Father, for hearing and granting our petitions. When we dismiss, help us to use our time wisely. When we come back, O God, by 2 o'clock, send more of your blessing unto us. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. The announcements that have been raised about the meetings, those that are to meet immediately under the shed, remember, and those that will meet in the deacon's office, the convention committee, they should meet 20 minutes after we dismiss. By that time, they will have finished the meeting here, and then the other one is after the evening service. So let's use our time wisely. May the Lord be our help. Shall we rise? I'm following Jesus one step at a time. Insisting. Oh yes, I'm following Jesus for one step at a time. I live for the moment in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Oh, just live for today. I'm following Jesus. He said, the pathway is narrow. Oh, the pathway is narrow. Shadows, my shelter, oh God. My spirit grows stronger. One step at a time, I walk in His love divine. Why think of tomorrow? Just live for today. I'm following Jesus, His step of the way. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. In the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness, beautiful for situation, the joy of the world. Is Mount Zion, the size of the northern seat of the great King. Is Mount Zion, the size of the northern city of the great King. Great is the Lord,
I'm willing to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the world is one Zion, the size of the northern city of the great King. Is one Zion, the size of the northern city of the great King. Feeling so much better, walking along this good road. Feeling so much better, talking about the Lord. So let's go on. Let's go on talking along this good road. Let's go on. Let's go on talking about the Lord. The devil, he don't like it when we talking about this good road. Satan so much hated when we talking about the Lord. So let's go on. Let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on. Let's go on talking about the Lord. When we all get to heaven for a day of rejoicing that we be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. What we want, that pilgrim pathway, cloud we hover, spread the sky.